Okay, well, let's give it up to our first speaker, all the way from the POMO. It is Tammy. And thank you very much.
Hi everyone, my name is Tammy and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 4th, 1991. I don't tell you that because there's anything special about me. If I can do it, anyone can do it. I tell you that because I want you to know that it is possible. I got here totally broken. I was sure my life was over. Resigned to the fact that I could never drink again, also that I was never going to have any fun ever again. I was sure, but I also knew that I couldn't drink. For me to drink would be to die. And so what happened was I walked in the room and the people circled me, they brought me in, they checked me in the middle. And that's what I've learned from the beginning, that you stay in the middle. I like the, some of you are old enough to remember records. I like the idea of being in the middle of the record, because when it's going around, you're not going to fling off. If you're on the outside, you're going to fling right off. And so I stay right in the middle. I could talk for hours about variety. I am a run-of-the-mill drunk. I would take something, wash it down with a beer, and say, what's going to do me? And I used to think that was my sense of adventure, but really what it was how little I thought of myself and how little I cared about my life. What I've found here is a life beyond my wildest dreams. I have done more in the last 30, you know, I used to sit on my couch and drink and talk about all the things I was going to do. I'm going to travel, and I'm going to go back to school, and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And I never did anything. You know, I was, when I first got sober, I was working a temp job, and all I was doing was putting labels on envelopes. And let me tell you, that was all I was capable of doing. Every day, I went to a meeting 2 weeks before I got sober, and I had a meeting guy, so every day at that job, I was getting labels. Every day about 4 o'clock, I would go, do I get a drink? Do I go to a meeting? Do I get a drink? Do I go to a meeting? 2 weeks, the drinks went out, probably because liquor bar was going out of business, and I needed to save some money. But fortunately, it did eventually go out of business. Not because I got sober, I'm sure, but I'm sure it contributed a little bit. Anyway, so getting in the middle, getting a sponsor, doing all the things that were suggested. If they told me, you have to stand in the corner and eat black jelly beans, I would have stood in the corner and like, ate black jelly beans. I don't like jelly beans. I really don't like standing in the corner, but I was willing to do whatever it took because they said, if you do what we say, you can get what we have. And so I did. I kept showing up. Probably about 30 days in, my sponsor, I called it, put me on restriction. I had to step for the women's meeting. And so I said, I can't go to women's meetings every day. There's not women's meetings every day. And she goes, oh, yes, there are, honey. And so I fell in love with women's meetings. And that's when I fell in love with them was in the very beginning. And I was really grateful that she did that, although at the time, of course, I'm thinking, I want to go to women's meetings. So what I found here is a higher power of my own understanding. When I got here, I had that old guy in the sky with the lightning bolt coming out of his finger. And for the way I was raised with that God, you went to hell for bad thoughts. And so if you drank like I did, you know, I was surely going to go to hell if that was the God I stayed with. And so when he told me I got to pick a higher power of my own understanding, I thought it was a trick. I thought you were just telling me that so that I'll come in, but then you'll make me believe in your God. And that's not what I found. I found that I got to find a higher power of my own understanding. I try very hard not to describe that higher power because my mind is finite. And my finite mind, the only thing it's going to be able to describe is something finite. And my higher power is infinite. That has to be the greatest gift that I've gotten here, is a higher power of my own understanding. I learned that the whole world didn't weigh on my shoulders when somebody said, turn it over. I was like, oh, I don't have to be in charge. I don't have to do it all. That was such a wonderful concept for me because I was that person where I had to do it all and, you know. I'm going to jump around a little bit here because I want to make sure there's room for Bob. He takes up a room. He fills up a room. One of the things this is my favorite visual. I've learned to let things go. But if I just let things go and not turn it over, I can grab it again. But if I let things go and I turn it over, I can't grab it back again because I've already turned it over. And that is so important for me to remember on a daily basis. If I turn it over, I don't have to worry about it. I get up, I show up, I tell the truth, I do the things that I was taught from the beginning. Bob does a tune-up on a car, he changes the oil, spark plugs, a few other things. When he's done, the car runs better. That's how I see the program. I know what works. I stay sober, help another alcoholic, go to meetings, literature, pray, all of that. And when I'm done, I'm still sober. I don't know if I left any of those out, if I would still stay sober. Maybe one of those things is the thing that keeps me here. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. It has given me self-respect. I remember being at a women's meeting once and realizing, oh my God, I have self-respect. I did not have that when I got here. You know, I just didn't. And I was able to look at myself and go, I have dignity and respect. I treat myself with dignity and respect, and I treat others with dignity and respect. And I learned that here. They don't just come to you. I remember this man saying that a year, he said to his sponsor, I'm going to leave my life. I've got a year now. And he goes, why? And he goes, because I don't love her. And he goes, of course you don't. He teaches you how to do that here. And that's really what happened, is that I learned how to love myself and how to love other people in this program. I am, if there's nothing else that you hear me say today, look for the similarities and not the differences. When I got here, I kept going, that didn't happen to me. That didn't happen to me. And my sponsor said, add yes to the end of that, because it's just a matter of time. And I'll close with this. I know for me to drink is to die. That doesn't mean I would wrap my car around a tree, although it might truly happen. But the person I am today, the person that I say that I can look in the mirror and go, I have dignity and respect, ceases to exist if I drink. And I'm not willing to give that up because I really do love the life that I have today. And it's because of Alcoholics Anonymous. So thanks for letting me share.
right. Thank you very much, Tammy.